Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday the 12th of July, I hope you're well. Coming up:
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be Vice President, but I think she's not qualified to be President.
Joe Biden makes more slip-ups as he tries to prove his fitness for president, and XL bully dogs to be banned in Ireland. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Joe Biden insists he's the right man to govern America despite two gaffes within hours of each other and growing calls for him to step aside from within his own party. The US president called Ukraine's leader Vladimir Zelensky Vladimir Putin by mistake at the NATO summit in Washington. He then also confused his opponent in this year's election, Donald Trump, with his own vice president, Kamala Harris.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she's not qualified to be president.
XL bully dogs are to be banned in Ireland. Minister Heather Humphreys is to announce plans today to outlaw the breeding, importing, selling or rehoming of the breed from October this year. Current owners of XL bullies will be subject to strict new rules from next February, with special certs needed to ensure the dogs are neutered and microchipped. It follows a recent spate in dog attacks. An elderly man has died after a road collision in Kerry last night. The crash happened on the Ring of Kerry near Cahir Daniel. Joe Caulfield reports.
Gardaí and emergency services responded to a single vehicle collision involving a van on the Ring of Kerry at Code near Cahir Daniel yesterday evening. The driver of the van, a man in his 70s, was pronounced dead at the scene a short time later. The man's body was removed to the mortuary at University Hospital Kerry, where a post-mortem examination will be carried out. The scene is being preserved for technical examination and Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to the crash to come forward. The road at the crash site was closed and diversions remained in place overnight on the N70 Ring of Kerry.
The forced evacuation of the entire civilian population of Gaza City is being described as a crime against humanity. 350,000 civilians have been ordered to leave the city as Israel plans to ramp up its bombardment of the area. People have been directed south to the town of Deir al-Balah, where 8 Palestinians were reportedly killed in a strike just yesterday. Oxfam's Gada al-Haddad is there and says displacement has robbed them of more than just refuge.
The question that is pressing and that is in everyone's mind in Gaza is where to go, where to find a safe place after being displaced from their homes. And the homes is not about walls. It's about memories. It's about your past and your present and also your future.
Almost 10 million euro was scammed from small to medium-sized businesses last year. New research from FraudSmart shows an average cost to SMEs of 12,000 euro per scam, with overall losses up 25% on 2022. Emails appearing to be from the firm's CEO or suppliers providing new bank account details for payment are the most common way companies get caught out. Niamh Davenport from the Banking and Payments Federation says smaller businesses are easier targets.
Generally, SMEs are more successful because they don't have the same security procedures or the same infrastructure that larger businesses would have. They tend to have, one person maybe signing off on invoices and different things like that. That's why we say there's actually some simple things that they can do that don't even cost any money to protect themselves from these types of scams.
7 people have been rescued from a cruiser on Lough Derg. The 20-foot boat had suffered engine failure and was drifting towards rocks west of Gary Kennedy Harbour. 5 children and 2 adults were on board. A small speedboat took the casualty vessel under tow to safe water. The man found guilty of masterminding a plot to kidnap, rape and murder Holly Willoughby is due to be sentenced later. 37-year-old Gavin Plum became obsessed with the star and the court heard he'd put together an abduction kit to carry out his attack. Rachel Horman is head of Domestic Abuse, Stalking and Forced Marriage Department at Watson Ramsbottom Law Firm.
He's got 2 other previous convictions in relation to similar offences against women. And this has clearly just escalated, as it often does. And my belief is these kind of men will just carry on with that behaviour unless they are behind bars.
And in sport, in soccer, it was a mixed night for the League of Ireland in Europe last night. Shelburne beat St. Joseph's from Gibraltar 2-1 in the first leg of their UEFA Conference League qualifier. Mark Coyle scored for Damien Duff's side in the first minute, while Will Jarvis found the back of the net from the penalty spot in the second half. And Duff says he was very impressed by their opponents.
They're a very organised team. They don't give up a lot of chances. So 2-1, knowing what we know now, yeah, absolutely brilliant. Couldn't be any prouder of the guys. Couldn't be any prouder of the fans and everybody involved with the club. A special, special night, and it was a long time coming.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.